anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Hi, this is Dave Herman, and next week here on WNEW-FM, we'll be winding up our 10th anniversary year with a solid week-long look over our collective shoulders. Now, on my show, Monday through Friday mornings between 6 and 10, we'll look back on such things as the deserted island survey results, excerpts from my conversations with such people as George Harrison, Ringo Starr, Woody Allen, Grace Slick, Joan Baez, and more. We'll replay, among many other things, John and Yoko's 1969 peace message, and of course, the very best of the decade's music. Reflections, all next week, right here on WNEW-FM at 102.7.
Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
All of us are doing special things all this week. At no specific time, you just leave your dial where it is, at WNEW-FM at 102.7. Dave Herman in the morning tomorrow will be doing some of his conversation with Joan Baez, and a number of significant things that he has shared musically before, during, and after his time here. In the future, he's got some great interviews and some great moments that he shared with some of you, and some of the moments that you will enjoy collectively and together, as will everyone else. Tonight, by the way, Dennis Elsis will be having a conversation with Elton John, and tonight Allison Steele will have her Halloween special after 10 o'clock. And on it goes, and so it goes. And tomorrow afternoon, one of our highlights will be the rebroadcast of the concert we did with Jefferson Starship in Central Park that was the free concert. And we did broadcast it, and you'll hear highlights of that broadcast for sure tomorrow during this time. Now, let me go back in time at WNEW-FM to a most special afternoon, as it turned out to be. And as a matter of fact, we didn't really think about it at the time, but it did become history because the date was a Sunday afternoon, and the year was 1969. And in those days, our Sunday afternoon show was from 2 until 7 o'clock, 5 hours. And for the first time on any radio station in America, 5 hours was devoted to one artist. The artist, of course, was the Beatles. We put together a very ornate type ad, 5 solid hours of the Beatles, Sunday, February 9th, on the Scott Muni Show at WNEW-FM 102.7 Metro Media Stereo. It was a color ad that was on the back of the opening cover of New York Magazine. It was called New York then. The date of the publication a week ahead of time was February 10th, 1969, and as you turned the cover, there was this ornate gold, blue, red, orange, black, and multicolors of yellow and orange ad. And in each one of the time periods, the hour 2, and then 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 6 o'clock, were mentioned many of the songs that were played in that hour. Sometimes, in some cases, more songs, sometimes less. But all of that music was heard. And if you go back now, that was 1969. And it was very unorthodox for any radio station anywhere to devote a large block of time to an individual artist. And so this was a first. Since then, many things have done with the Beatles. Weekends of the Beatles. The Beatles A to Z, a number of things, but this was kind of a historical forerunner. And what do you suppose happened on Sunday, February 9th? On the way to work, it had already begun to snow. And by the time we were through and into the evening, 15 inches of snow had fallen, and the people who were in their apartments, people who were in their homes, your pads, wherever they happened to be, a vast audience of people calling and saying they're playing nothing but Beatles. And of course, in 1969, what else? It was a historical time, a reflection, a memory that we'll share together.
Oh, yeah, I tell you something.
It was a snowy Sunday afternoon, February 9th, and in that first hour at 2 o'clock until 3, those are some of the songs that you heard if you were listening. Remember, the year was 1969, and remember, for a first for radio in America, 5 solid hours were devoted to the Beatles, and a huge, massive New York snowstorm occurred while people everywhere were listening to the Beatles. More will happen. We'll pick up at 3 o'clock, go 4, 5, and 6, the 5-hour special. Some highlights at WNEW-FM in New York. Scott Muni with you at WNEW-FM in New York. Clear tonight, low near 45 in the city, upper 30s north and west of the city. Tomorrow mostly sunny and a high around 60. 53 degrees is the now temperature. And for the now, we go back to the past as we are doing with Reflections all this week at WNEW-FM in New York. It was February 9th in 1969 that we did the first of the 5 solid hours of the Beatles. And at 3 o'clock on that afternoon,
church where a wedding has been. Do they all belong?
The afternoon moved on, that Sunday afternoon, February 9th, in 1969, into the 4 o'clock hour.
Paperback writer.
Paperback writer.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever.
Reflections of the music and things we have shared together over the past 10 years. That 5-hour Beatles special that was on Sunday, February 9th of 1969, with a 15-inch snowstorm. some more of those reflections in a moment at WNEW-FM in New York. It is 18 minutes before 4 o'clock. All this week at WNEW-FM in New York, we have reflections and memories. We have music of yesterday, sometimes today, and sometimes even tomorrow. And most of the time, we'll be dealing with things that have happened that we shared together, like that Sunday afternoon in 69, February 9th, with a massive snowstorm and the first ever large amount of time devoted to a group 5 hours for the Beatles. It was around 5 o'clock time on that Sunday afternoon.
Not just anybody.
Help!
You know I need someone.
Help! Won't you please, please help me? Help me, help me. Ooh.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life into the light of a dark black night.
Did a very brief memory segment of a 5 hour, five solid hours of the Beatles that was spent Sunday, February 9th in 1969. The first ever Beatles special, or any group for 5 hours on radio. Some of the highlights of what was going on that day. And ahead of us is a most interesting hour, too. Something near that. Conversation with Mr. Plant from Led Zeppelin. The story behind Stairway. The story behind the Achilles. Yeah. And a number of other things, too. Robert Plant. We'll recall our conversation. Key and Led Zeppelin and their sounds. And that's all ahead of us here after 4 o'clock news. Reflections. And all day, each day, Monday through Friday of this week, right to Friday at midnight, specials for you. Concerts, highlights of conversations, and the best of our music that we've shared together during our 10th anniversary. Scott Muni at WNEW-FM, Metro Media Stereo in New York. Do you remember? Sunday, February 9th, 69, and a 15-inch snowstorm. And the Beatles.